Another poem by Ian. We crave for peace of mind. When unwanted thoughts impinge, we crave to eradicate them. The thoughts, though, are not the problem. It is this craving to be at peace which opens the door to agitation. Difficult it is indeed to merely observe thoughts. We get involved with seductive scenarios. We run from terrifying replays. We wish to end this addiction of attraction and revulsion. But it is this very wish which further energizes the unwanted thoughts. Wisdom springs forth not from thinking, but from clearly seeing this craving we have to be free of agitation, free of the movement of flame. The thinker is one person. The one who watches is another. Get to know them both. All right, so let's see if we can settle here. See if we can just sit here for a moment. Notice sounds and my sounds from my place, your sounds around you. It's hard to really hear everything with all of us being muted. But there's sound all around us. It has nothing to do with us. The ears just pick up sound at whatever capacity our ears have to pick it up. We can notice that we are hearing. It's what the mental noting is, just the noting of hearing. Hearing. That's what's happening. The ears are hearing. There is another thing that happens when we hear. We think about what we hear. We label it. Oh, that's a bird. Oh, that's a plane. Oh, I hear that's my partner in the other room talking. That's the TV. That's the this, that's the fan, that's the this, that's the that. Or we evaluate, this is good, this is bad. I don't like that sound, I wish it were more quiet, I can't meditate here. Or it's too quiet. All of that is the thinking. We want to get to know and spend some time with the part of us that knows we're hearing and doesn't care what it hears. Knows it is sitting and doesn't care how the experience of sitting is. The part of us that knows there's a sensation that's pleasant or unpleasant, but it doesn't care. There's a part of you that is not thinking, but knows you are thinking. And it doesn't care about the thinking any more than it cares about the hearing or the sensing or the smelling. It just knows it's happening. We can get to know this part of ourselves, the part that just knows, if we're willing to let go of the idea that this sit has to be a certain way, and instead just noticing the body is sitting. Sensations are happening. Sounds are happening. But this body is just sitting here doing nothing. Just sitting. Come back to this fact as often as you can. You're just sitting. You're not doing anything. Everything else is thought. It's agitation. Are you lost in thought? Or are you aware that you are thinking? Can you see the difference between the two? One is fire, agitation tied to the fuel. One is cooled, independent, not tied to any fuel. We crave for peace of mind. When unwanted thoughts impinge, we crave to eradicate them. Why? Because we crave for peace of mind. The thoughts, though, are not the problem. It is this craving to be at peace which opens the door to agitation. Remember that fire. Remember how connected, intertwined, dependent fire is to wood. The agitation, the constant moving. So hear this again. We crave for peace of mind. When unwanted thoughts impinge, we crave to eradicate them. The thoughts, though, are not the problem. It is this craving to be at peace which opens the door to agitation. Imagine fire not wanting to flicker about. What would it need if it didn't want to flicker about? Difficult it is indeed to merely observe thoughts. We get involved with seductive scenarios. We run from terrifying replays. We wish to end this addiction of attraction and revulsion. But it is this very wish which further energizes the uninvited thoughts. Wisdom springs forth not from thinking, but from clearly seeing this craving we have to be free of agitation. The thinker is one person. The one who watches is another. Get to know them both.